Chase, coming to you live once again, New York Comic Con. I'm here with one of my favorite artists, Juan Ferreira. Juan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm great, man. Cool. It's great to finally meet you. You know, I don't get out to these East Coast shows too much. I've been a fan of you for so long.
Okay, cool.
So it's great to have you on.
All right.
You first came to my attention on Green Arrow. So
yes.
I wonder if you remember, how did that project come about? How'd you get that gig?
I was working at DC maybe for a year and something already. And I was working on New Suicide Squad, and my editor, he got assigned the Green Arrow title, so he asked me if I wanted to do it. But at first I was a little bit scary to do it, because I never read any Green Arrow's comics before, so I didn't know if I could do it any justice. And he told me, no, it's okay, you're gonna do it fine, everything. And also we have Otto Schmidt on board. So when I saw his pages and everything, I loved the stuff that he does. So I was excited to be working next to him and do one issue him and one issue me. So that got me really excited. And they showed me the script and everything, and it was really good. So I jumped over the title right away. And it was a nice surprise, because I loved the character right away, and I loved doing the series. It was really good for me.
So you weren't that familiar with Green Arrow before you got on the book. Did you grow up reading comics?
Yes, I grew up reading Superman. Is my favorite character.
Me too. Loved. Yeah.
So I started with John Byrne with Man of Steel. So I loved him ever since, and I grew up reading those, like that era, and Superman all over the 90s and everything. But I never got to read any Green Arrow, because in Argentina we didn't have all the titles.
Right.
We had like just Superman, Batman, Flash, Justice League, and that was it. And not much more. So I didn't have access to everything.
Right. Now, do you think being a fan of the character helps out as an artist? So as you got to know Green Arrow more, you feel like you were able to, your art improved even?
It helps in some ways, but in some other ways maybe it doesn't help. I actually think it helps to love to make comics. If you love to make comics, it doesn't matter if you know the character or not. Also, not knowing much about the character, maybe I came with fresh ideas. And maybe if you love a character too much, you're intimidated. For example, I love Superman so much, and I know so much about him. And at first, when I started drawing him, I was a little stiff, and I was a little nervous. I was changing the faces all the time, changing the body all the time, because I'm not sure if people will love him, so I have a lot of pressure, because I love him. With Green Arrow, I didn't have any pressure, so the drawing was more fluid, and came out better, I think. So it could work in favor and also against it. So I don't know yet.
Well like you said, you grew up reading John Byrne Superman. You probably were like, oh, I've got to do this justice.
Yes, of course, yes. And there's no way to do justice, so it's
now
difficult.
When you do work most of the time, certainly this was the case on Green Arrow, you handle the majority of the art duties, like penciling, inking, the coloring.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what that process is like? Like, do you completely finish a page, or do you
I receive the script, and I do the whole layout of the whole issue in maybe one day or 2 days. In every step that I do, I send it to the editors, and they tell me if it's okay or not. So after the layouts, I do the whole book of pencils. Sometimes I do 10 pages, and then I ink 10 pages, because my father helps me out with the coloring. He does the flattening, the flat colors. So in order for him to keep up, do 10 pencils, 10 inks, and then another 10 pencils, another 10 inks. Or sometimes I just pencil the whole book, and then ink the whole book. And my inks have watercolors on them, most of them, to make the coloring process faster. And also I like that it has a more painterly look. So I add a watercolor to the inks, and then when I receive the flats from my dad, I start to do the final colors on with the Cintiq, with Photoshop, and that's it.
And do you like having all that control? Like, you like, or do you prefer to work with somebody else, or have you ever?
No, I like doing everything. It's fun. I like every part of the process. So if I even could like write the books, I would be writing them. But my English is not that very good, so I don't know if I can. Maybe one day I'll write some issues, but or maybe create your own projects or stuff like that. But if I could write, it would be awesome to do everything. I also enjoy working with people. I work with some people all the time. It's the fun process is to be with someone and not being alone in your house.
Right.
But for the art, I love doing everything. I'm like a little bit of a control freak. So
yeah, when you do everything, it does it kind of ensure that it comes out like you picture in your head, more closely, right?
Yeah. Also, because I color my stuff, I skip a lot of stuff on the drawing process because I know I'm going to finish them on the coloring.
Right.
So to give the coloring to someone else now, it feels weird. It's like I will have to work a lot more doing the inks and everything.
Right.
So I like doing everything.
Yeah, and when you do the colors yourself, it's also, like you said, it's the final part of your process. So you go through, and that's where you really start finalizing the mood and the tone of images,
definitely.
Right?
Yeah, with the color, I finalize the mood, exactly. Also, when I'm coloring, I realized I saw a lot of mistakes that I made before while I was penciling. When you pencil a page or ink it, when you just pencil it and you ink it right away, you're just in love with what you just did. And it's hard to find mistakes because I don't know why. But if there's some time has passed and you see the page again, you see a lot of mistakes. And I see all of those mistakes while I'm coloring, so I can fix them.
Go back and fix them.
If someone else was coloring, there will be a lot more mistakes maybe, I don't know.
Now, what are you currently working on?
I'm working for Marvel, doing a 5-issue miniseries for Killmonger. We tell the story of how Eric Killmonger started being like a kind of a nice guy coming out of the university and transforming himself into a super villain.
Yeah, and your writer on the series
is Brian Hill. Yes, amazing. Yeah. Really good. I love the scripts are really good. It's very fun to work with him. It was one of the things that made me agree for the project. When I got the script and see all the cool things that I had to draw. And the first issue is 30 pages, so it's a full issue with very cool moments. So I'm having a great time.
Really, yeah, I can't wait for this. I'm a huge, like Brian's a good friend of mine.
Ah, cool.
And I'm a huge fan of his work. And then when it got announced and I saw you were doing the art, two of my favorite creators on a book. So that's great. If any of our listeners want to follow you on social media so they know when your stuff's coming out.
Yes, I'm on Twitter. I don't remember my hashtag, but you can find me. Let me see. I'll check fast. I never remember my. Yeah, it's Juan E. Ferreira. At Juan E. Ferreira. You find me there on Twitter or in Instagram or Facebook too.
Great.
You just type my name and I'm over there. You can find me. I talk with people all the time. I like to interact with fans, so it's cool.
Yeah, and listeners, I'll put links to Juan's social media in the show notes. You can go click there and you'll know where to find him. And I can vouch for him answering back. That's how we first started chatting. It's the first time we met in person, but we chatted quite a few times on Twitter when we were covering Green Arrow on the podcast. So
cool.
Yeah, it's great that you interact with fans like that. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I love it. It's part of why I do it. When I was a kid reading, I would have loved to talk with people, to the creators, because it's fun.
Awesome. Well, thanks for your time, Juan. Have a great show.
Thanks for the interview. Thanks a lot. Nice to meet you.